everybody, Ron Placone here. Do you want to become a member of the Indie Bohemians Morning Show? Well, now you can. Go to patreon.com/indiebohemians. That's patreon.com/indiebohemians and become a member today. A lot of cool perks out there. Perks include t-shirts, access to the archives, a Google Hangout with Paulina and myself to talk about the show, free admission to comedy shows when we come to your town, and even a private comedy show. That's right, a comedy show in your living room featuring all the players of the Indie Bohemians Morning Show. So please, patreon.com/indiebohemians. We are a completely independent operation. We are not under any corporate umbrella whatsoever. Become a member today. Again, that's patreon.com/indiebohemians. Ron Placone here. You're listening to the Indie Bohemians Morning. So Mac Dryden been hanging out with me. And Mac, you know, this is something that we've talked about before off the mic, and I wanted to enlist you to do. You have some experience with the great Hunter Thompson. And I wanted to get, you have some great Hunter Thompson stories, and I couldn't let you loose without sharing them with the listeners.
Okay, I have to tell you up front that I have never actually personally hung out with Hunter, but it happened that I was in Key West, and Hunter used to come spend a lot of time down there, and I happened to be right there to witness two things, and a friend of mine told me about something that happened with him that was hilarious. But the first time I saw Thompson, I was just down at the beach. There was this place where a lot of locals hung out, you know, and I was just kind of walking out through the water, knee deep. And I looked over, and there's this guy in a Panama hat, sunglasses, cigarette holder, Heineken in one hand, doobie, a fatty in the other. And I said, geez, somebody is doing a caricature of, you know, an impression of Hunter Thompson. And then I realized, that's the guy. That's him. He's standing there. And sure enough, a friend of mine, a gal, a beautiful young lady in a bikini, wandered by, and he said, hey. And she looked over, and he just offered a joint, and she came over and said, sure. And so she took a hit, you know. Anyway, I just lay there, just watched him for a minute, because it was intriguing to me that I recognized him just because of his signature look, you know.
Yeah.
And he always had the Heineken and the doobie. So, cut to, we were in this local hangout one night, and we had just done a play, and there was a bunch of actors sitting at a table, and Hunter came in with a friend of ours, a guy named Chris, and they sat over at a table by themselves, and here it is, you know, midnight or something, and Thompson's got his glasses on, his sunglasses on, and he's not saying hello to anybody, he just wants his drink, you know, and he and Chris are sitting over there. Well, one of our actors, a young lady, chatty young thing, said, well, there's Chris. Who's that with Chris? And somebody said, that's Hunter Thompson. She said, oh, Hunter Thompson? You mean the novelist? Hunter Thompson? The guy? Yeah, yeah. I'm going to go. No, don't go. Perry, just sit. You know, don't bug him. And no, I'm not going to do anything. Well, we could not talk this woman out of going over there and bothering them. So she sashays over there. She's kind of a cutie, so she thinks she can, you know, bat her eyes and make things happen, I guess. So she's standing there. It's very obvious to me that Thompson just wants her to disappear. He's not even looking at her. Chris is being polite, but he obviously wants her to leave too. But she overstays her welcome. She's standing there. Well, the drinks come that they had ordered. Thompson, I swear, I saw this with my own eyes. He takes a shot of what I think they was 151 rum. It's like incredible, like rubbing alcohol, you know. He takes a shot in his mouth. He takes out a cigarette lighter, lights the flame, and blows a fireball over this woman right in her face.
Oh, my God.
And she, of course, wow, screamed and stumbled backward and careens off tables and stuff. And I mean, it was a violent moment, but it was I have to admit, it was I couldn't help but giggle.
No one got hurt.
No one got terribly hurt. She was singed. Her eyebrows.
Wow.
Eyebrows,
you never told
were gone.
Me this,
yeah,
one.
Her eyelashes were singed, you know, they were shortened. But he actually did that. I couldn't,
wow,
believe it. And as I recall, There was another incident later that same night at the bar where he did the fireball trick on somebody else, and there were guns pulled in the parking lot, and somebody had to spirit him away. There were some guys who were ready to kick him, you know. And, because that's not appropriate. That's not acceptable behavior. But he was known for that. I mean, he would do crazy stuff. As a matter of fact, my comedy partner, Jamie, worked in Silverton, Colorado, I think. And Thompson came into a bar that he was in one night. And he took a heavy beer mug and slid it the length of a bar, full speed. It jumped off the end of the bar and broke out a plate glass window on the front of the bar. So he was just known for irrational, violent, crazy behavior. And I got to see it up close and personal.
Wow. Yeah. Yeah, you know what, man? That is the thing. Like, he totally did live it, the good, the bad, and the ugly.
Man.
But that, I guess that helped inspire his genius, because he did have some fantastic writing, too.
He was obviously under the influence of something.
Many things.
Another quick little Hunter story. There was a family. Their last name was Bruce, and it turned out that the man of the family used to be Ernest Hemingway's right-hand guy when he was fishing and everything in Key West. Well, I knew this man's son. I've forgotten what his actual name is, but everybody called him Dink Bruce. And when Hunter would come into town, it was often Dink's job to squire Hunter around and take him here or there, show him what's what. And one morning, Dink was telling me the story. He said, "I got a call. It's Hunter. He says, I want to buy a boat." Said, "Well, okay, let's go out to Boog Powell Marina." And so it's on the next island up, which is Stock Island. So Thompson always rented some wild, you know, souped-up car, some Camaro or something. So he shows up, picks up Dink. They head out to the island, and they're approaching the marina, and there are these flags fluttering and everything to recognize the place. And Dink said, "That's it, up there on the right." Whang! He still got pedal to the metal. "Hunter, that's it, right about 100 yards up there on the right-hand side." Whang! He said they got to the gravel parking lot, and Thompson cut it hard right, and they slid sideways about 40 yards across the parking lot and ended up facing the front door with terrified people looking out through the glass window. "What the hell is going on?" And Thompson just stopped the car, got out, walked in like nothing had happened, you know. And
Bruce, "I want to buy this boat."
Yeah. And
wow.
Dink. He said, "You know, in that moment, I'm thinking, wow, I'm going to be a kind of a footnote to history. I'm going to be the guy that was in the Camaro with Hunter Thompson when he hit Boog Powell's marina and went up in a fireball, you know?"
The fireballs he would blow at people.
"I'm the guy that was killed with Hunter Thompson," but Thompson knew what he was doing, I guess, but I just saw it from a slight distance, but I saw that he was quite... a little different from the rest of us. He was off the charts weird, man.